Welcome to Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. You can reach Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care at 740-654-7077 or toll free at 800-994-7077. Now here's your host for Fairhope Hospice Presents, Denise Bauer.
Welcome to our program today. Our guest today, we have Rachel Logston, and she is a community relations manager with Carriage Court right here in Lancaster. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I'm here.
Oh, it's good to have you. And we have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator, with us today. Welcome, Rick.
Good to be here, and I always enjoy talking to Rachel. I always learn stuff from Rachel.
Wow.
She knows what's going on.
So. Great. Well,
it should be a good show.
Great. And we were talking a little bit before our program today. You've been with Carriage Court for about 6 months.
That's correct. I've been there since late April, or early April, actually. So 6 months now, and I'm the marketer and the kind of help with the residents that are there. So we have a lot of fun.
Great, great. And now, for our listeners that may not know where Carriage Court is, exactly what is the address and kind of where you're located in Lancaster?
We are off Beck's Knob Road. It's 800 Beck's Knob Road. It's basically the corner of West Fair and Beck's Knob. We're down the street from Crestview and Faith Memorial Church.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. She said she deals with the patients. It really helps her in the marketing because she deals with the residents there.
Mm-hmm.
So she understands what they do. A lot of times you have the marketing people who are just book smart or just good looking like myself. But you know, she actually knows, you know, she being with the residents, so it's very effective.
That makes a big difference.
It does.
You can
actually
talk about the things that you do.
Yes.
Great.
It helps.
And we actually were celebrating Assisted Living Week this week.
Yes.
So
woohoo!
Happy Assisted Living Week to everyone that's listening. And we had a nice luncheon to welcome all of our assisted living friends to the Pickering House on Monday. And that was nice. Well attended. About every assisted living in the communities we serve were here.
And it was delicious.
Oh, yeah.
We enjoyed it.
Blue Moon Catering does a great job catering for us, Barbie and all of her staff.
Spinach salad was there.
Oh, yeah.
That has to be there. And the cheesecake.
Oh,
God. Starting to drool again.
I think we had to pull Rick away, didn't we, Rachel?
Yes, we did.
So, but we do appreciate everything that our assisted livings do because we actually have patients in nursing homes, assisted livings, and homes. And you know, we take care of people wherever they reside. So we appreciate all that Carriage Court does to help our families and our patients.
Well, so, thank you so much.
Well, one of the things I guess we could talk about while we're talking about Assisted Living Week are some of the things you have planned for the residents.
Good deal. All week, this week, we're actually collecting donations for the Salvation Army.
Oh, that's nice.
They had actually asked us for personal items and canned goods. So if anyone wants to drop them off, they're just in our office. We have a big bin, so we'd be more than happy to take the donations. Plus, there's a fun luau this week, and the mayor is actually coming on Friday evening for our dinner. So we're very excited.
We have a great mayor. David Smith is everywhere.
Yes.
Any important event, I think I see him. So.
I've never seen him pass up a luau. So I think he got on his weak point there.
And actually, Rick didn't even know you were going to talk about luau, and he wore his luau shirt.
I know. He came prepared.
I know. I was impressed with that. There was some discussion about two luau's, and he was dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, I got my Hawaiian shirt on. I just need that big straw hat, you know, and the doojigger you wear around your neck. The lei.
The lei.
Yeah.
The lei. We're actually going to be making some, so
cool.
We'll make you a few.
Yeah.
It'll
get
be
my
fun.
My marimbas, and I'll be all set.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's a good idea. You know, it keeps the residents. They love to do different things like that, and luau, just a lot of fun.
It is, and actually, we're going to be having someone come in and teach them how to do the luau dance and do, like I said, they're going to be making little leis for themselves, plus we'll be passing them out.
Okay, so luau dance, that's a must, Rick. We need to
be there for
that.
Yeah, that's a little hot one kind of thing.
Yeah, and, you know, you can be sitting and doing it, or you can be standing up.
And, wow.
And our listeners can't see her, but Rachel's really cute. She's dancing right now as we speak here, so you can't say luau without dancing,
no,
I don't think.
No, I think it just ties the two together.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
So what other things do we want to talk about with Carriage Court? You know, some of the things that they offer, amenities.
Sure. We are an assisted living and memory care facility. The apartments are studio apartments. They're great rooms. We have a lot of activities throughout the day. Our memory care is actually designed by a special program with the NAOMI file, and she teaches just how to validate those who have Alzheimer's or any type of dementia. A lot of people think when it comes to dementia, there's only Alzheimer's, but there's not. There's multiple different diagnoses for that. So we try and help the residents as much as possible by validating who they are and what it is that they need done maybe before their time passes.
Good. So, is there a special unit for that?
There is. It's actually a secure unit. And they can still have their own apartments, live as much independently as possible, but we're still there 24 hours a day to help if they need something additional.
That's great. And I've been on that unit, and it is very nice. And it's secure because you don't want, you know, people to get lost wandering and things.
Right,
so
right.
It's very nice to have a special unit like that.
Yep. Well, I always love it. It's silly, but I remember going in, you always have the library on the right side, kind of little, the parlor, whatever
yes.
it is. Big overstuffed chairs with books on the shelves. It's just inviting as soon as you get there.
Yeah, it is very home-like. And the best part is during the winters, they actually can light the real fire.
Oh, I know.
And sitting in there is... I'm so excited. I can't wait. I hope it cools down soon so we can do that. But at the same time, I'm not ready.
Yeah, we still have gift baskets for our luncheon for Assisted Living Week. We're still on a summer theme. We didn't want to give up summer yet.
Yeah.
We're still in the summer, so.
But it's true.
Quickly, fall is approaching.
Mm-hmm. It is. So.
Once the Sweet Corn Festival starts, it's all over. It just picks up steam from there.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything goes.
Everything just cools off, and it's wintertime, snow's here before you know it.
Right, and one of the things, I remember that we've always been very involved at the holidays with Carriage Court. I mean, it's always decorated nicely, and we've had a thing with wreaths and different things we've done in the past there. So
yeah, we'll coordinate with them.
Yes, so it's very nice, and we appreciate all that you do. Your staff's been really good.
Good, so, thank you.
I mean, we're really blessed in this community to have great facilities, really, with our nursing homes and assisted living. So it surely is very nice. One of the things that happened I wanted to mention, because I really hadn't had a chance to talk to Rick a lot about this, but the Fairview Inn, right there on Fair Avenue across from the fairgrounds, had a fundraiser for the Pickering House last Friday evening. And we got to thank everybody that was involved with that. Bob Wolfinger called me and said, hey, you know, we want to put on a benefit to, you know, benefit Fairhope Hospice, but especially the Pickering House. And Jerry Nauman, his wife had been on our hospice program, and he appreciated the Pickering House and all the care. So he was back cooking hot dogs and brats, and he did a great job. So if you need a good person to grill for you, it's Jerry Nauman. And then Debbie Stump and Mary Shonk, and you know, a lot of the staff, really, they had a Chinese auction. They had a 50-50, and they raised over $600 for the Pickering House. So,
how great. That's
I know.
Awesome.
It was. So I want to thank everyone at the Fairview Inn. And it was my first time at the Fairview Inn. It was very nice.
Denise.
Where I know. I behaved. But I did see a lot of people I know. I'm not going to say who. But
I really loved the place with the paneling and all the decor. It's really nice.
Well, you know, I'm kind of glad that I got to go there before the fair. Because now I have a little place to stop in, you know, back and forth. So it could be fun.
Well, those are always my favorite kind of fundraisers. They give us a call and say, would you like a check? Well, that's kind of fundraisers.
You know, and it is funny because I've met hospices all over the country, and there's, you know, not every hospice has a community like ours that people actually raise money in, you know, in our name.
Right.
And we're not even involved with some of them. So it's just people wanting to give back for the good care that Fairhope and the Pickering House has really provided. So we appreciate that. I wanted to give a special thank you to the Fairview Inn. And I love it. Their little saying is, since Prohibition, Lancaster, Ohio. That says it all. So, but Rachel, one of the things that, you know, we really appreciate about Carriage Court is that you are right here in Lancaster and you're very local for people. If they're interested, how would they, you know, get a hold of you? Could they come and take a tour?
Oh, definitely. At any time during the day, during the night, if you guys want to pop in, there's always someone there, and the facility is just... You know, it comes as it is. There's no special show. There's no games. It's just the building is the building. And all you could do is call us, 654-4422. If you do want to have a tour and you want to call and talk about it beforehand, or by all means, pop in down on Beck's Knob and we'll be there.
Well, you know, I love the landscape and the architecture because it looks like it's a cute little place.
It does.
And it's much bigger. Once you get in, you go, whoa, you can look down the halls and the halls go over this way.
Yeah, it is bigger than it looks when you walk in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It has like that home.
It almost looks homey.
It does. Elongated home, I guess.
It is. You want to go in. That's all there is to it. So I know had my mom been alive, we would have placed her in something like that. It just because at that time, they didn't. Most of them were institutions, more or less.
Well, thank you.
So much better. So.
That means a lot to us because a lot of work went into decorating and getting the building. And we pride ourselves on our staff and everyone there is just phenomenal. So
yeah, it's just a building without the staff.
Yeah, that's true. And with the staff, they give such great care. And I'm just very thankful for all of them.
And, you know, I know our nurse, we have Becky and Jessica that work for us, and they really enjoy, you know, coming to Carriage Court. So thank you for all that you do. And
thank you.
Again, happy Assisted Living Week to
you. Thank you.
And all of our assisted living friends in the community that are listening, the same to you as well. So I do want to thank Rachel Loxton, Community Relations Manager for Carriage Court of Lancaster, for being with us. And I want to thank Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator. And we are going to take a short break.